We're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, from the 10th chapter entitled The Opulence of the Absolute, text number 10.
Čítame z Bhagavad Gita taká, aká je 10. kapitola, ktorá sa nazýva Bohatstvo absolútneho, a verš číslo 10.
Ti samsatata yuktanam bhajatam piti purvakam Tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. Translation. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
Preklad. Tem, kteří jsou neustále oddáni lásky plné službe mne, dávam poznání, které jim umožní ke mne dospět.
Purport. In this verse, the word buddhi yogam is very significant. We may remember that in the second chapter, the Lord, instructing Arjuna, said he had spoken to him of many things and that he would instruct him in the way of buddhi yoga. Now buddhi yoga is explained. Buddhi yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence and yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to go back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service, his action is called buddhi yoga. In other words, buddhi yoga is the process by which one gets out of the entanglement of this material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. People do not know this. Therefore, the association of devotees and a bona fide spiritual master are important. One should know that the goal is Krishna, and when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed and the ultimate goal is achieved.
Význam. V tomto verši je dôležité slovo buddhi yogam. V druhej kapitole pán řekl Arjunovi, že mu již vysvietil mnoho vecí a že ho zasvietí do buddhi yogi. Zde je popsána. Buddhi yoga se rozumí jednání s vedomím Krišny, to je najvyšší stupeň inteligence. Buddhi znamená inteligence a yoga značí mystické činnosti či mystický spôsob pozvednutí se. Pokud se někdo snaží vrátit domů, zpátky k Bohu a začne se plně věnovat rozvíjení vědomí Krišny na úrovni oddané služby, jeho jednání se nazývá buddhi yoga. Jde tedy o proces, který umožňuje dostat se ze zapletený charakterizujícího tento hmotný svět. Konečným cílem je Krišna. Lidé to však nevědí a proto je pro každého důležitá společnost oddaných a pravého duchovního učitele. A všichni musí vědět, že cíl je Krišna a když mají cíl určen, mohou pomalu, ale jistě postupovat kupředu a nakonec ho dosáhnou.
Okay. When a person knows the goal of life, but is addicted to the fruits of activities, he's acting in karma yoga. When he knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculations to understand Krishna, he's acting in jnana yoga. And when he knows the goal and seeks Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he's acting in bhakti yoga or buddhi yoga, which is the complete yoga. This complete yoga is the highest perfectional stage of life.
Pokud někdo zná cíl života, ale je poután k plodům činností, jedná na úrovni karma yogi. Když ví, že cílem je Krishna, ale rád se oddává myšlenkové spekulaci, pomocí které chce Krishnovi porozumět, jedná na úrovni jnana yogi. A zná-li cíl a hledá Krišnu zcela na úrovni vědomí Krišny a oddané služby, pak provádí bhakti yogu, neboli buddhi yogu, což je úplná yoga představující nejdokonalejší úroveň života.
A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but still, if he's not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna comes from within and gives him instructions so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. The qualification is that a person always engages himself in Krishna consciousness and with love and devotion renders all kinds of service. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain him.
Niekto môže pravého Niekto môže mať pravého duchovného učiteľa a hlásať sa k duchovnej organizácii, ale přesto nebyť natolik inteligentní, aby dosahoval pokroku. Ani to však není nepřekonateľná prekážka. Tehdy ho Krišna vnitru vede, aby k nemu mohol nakoniec bez potíží dospieť. Předpokladem je, že dotyčný neustále jedná viedom si Krišny a z láskou a oddanosti vykonáva nejrůznější služby. Měl by se věnovat nějaké práci pro Krišnu a tu konat s láskou, pokud není oddaný dostatočně inteligentní, aby dosahoval pokroku na cestě sebarealizace, ale je upřímný a odevzdaný činnostem oddané služby, pán mu dává k pokroku příležitost a umožní mu, aby k němu nakonec dospěl.
Om Gyan Timarandasya Gyanandana Salakya Shakshuran Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Nadati Svapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, he wandered towards what he thought was Vrindavan.
Potom, čo Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prijal sannyas a vybral sa tým smerom, čo si myslel, že je cesta do Vrindavanu.
And he came into the land known as Radhadesh.
A prišiel do oblasti, ktorá sa nazývala Radhadesh.
Which is the part of Bengal where the Ganges doesn't flow.
Ktorá je časťou Bengálska, cez ktorú netečie Ganga.
It is there that Lord Nityananda appeared.
Práve tam sa zjavil pán Nityananda.
Anyway, this time after sannyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked in that area.
A v tejto dobe, potom ako prijal sannyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sa prechádzal v tejto oblasti.
And at one point he felt disturbed because no one was chanting Hare Krishna.
A v jednom momente sa cítil rozrušený, pretože nikto nespieval Hare Krishna.
No one was glorifying the supreme personality of Godhead.
Nikto neoslavoval najvyššiu osobnosť božstva.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just couldn't tolerate it any longer.
A pán Chaitanya Mahaprabhu už to ďalej nedokázal zniesť.
And decided that the reason for that was that in this land the Ganges doesn't flow.
A premýšľal tak, a toto je ten dôvod, prečo v tejto oblasti Ganga netečie.
So he decided to return towards the Ganges.
A tak sa rozhodol, že sa vráti smerom ku Gange.
And when he was still at quite a distance from the Ganga, he saw these young cowherd boys.
A keď ešte bol dosť ďaleko vzdialený od Gangy, zbadal týchto mladých pastierikov kráv.
And they looked very nice and they reminded him of Krishna.
Vyzerali veľmi pekne a pripomínali mu Krishnu.
So immediately Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called out Krishna.
Tak ihneď Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu zvolal Krishna.
And the boys also chanted.
Aj tí chlapci začali spievať.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased that they were chanting.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bol veľmi potešený, že spievajú.
Because for so long no one had been chanting.
Pretože tak dlho nikto nespieval.
So he said, "Oh, these boys are very intelligent."
Povedal, títo chlapci sú veľmi inteligentní.
It is due to the breezes of the Ganga that they are chanting.
To kvôli tomu vánku prichádzajúcemu od Gangy oni spievajú.
They were still at some distance from the Ganga.
Stále ešte boli v určitej vzdialenosti od Gangy.
But even the breezes of the Ganga are them by themselves so powerful.
Ale dokonca aj ten vánok od Gangy sám sebou je tak mocný.
That immediately the boys became purified and developed a desire to chant.
Že ihne tí chlapci boli očistení a vyvinuli túžbu spievať.
So to awaken this desire to chant, one must associate with the Supreme Lord and his tadiya, wherever his potency is manifest.
A na to, aby sme vyvinuli túto túžbu spievať, tak sa musíme združovať s pánom a s jeho tadijou, tak sa manifestuje tá túžba.
Just like it is said in the Ganga, because the Ganga has washed the lotus feet of the Lord, therefore the Ganga is tadiya. It is connected with the Lord. It carries the mercy of the Lord.
Tak ako je povedané o Gange, pretože omyla lotosové nohy pána, tak aj Ganga je tadiya a nesie milosť pána.
It's freezing. This window is too much. And and many other paraphernalia that are related to the Lord are known as tadiya.
A mnoho ďalších parafenálií, ktoré sú spojené s pánom, sú známe ako tadiya.
If you need a window, just open one somewhere there and go sit there or something, because I get sick and then you count me out for the rest of the festival. Now, so this constant glorification of Krishna, that is our aim, that is our goal.
Toto neustále oslavovanie Krishnu, to je náš cieľ, to je to, čo chceme.
Somehow or other, this is really what we should be doing.
Nejakým spôsobom, toto je to, čo by sme mali robiť.
All other things are trivial and secondary.
Všetky ostatné veci nemajú význam, sú na druhej koleji.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was discussing how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was constantly chanting.
Keď Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur popisoval, ako Chaitanya Mahaprabhu neustále spieval.
At that time, after he had taken sannyas,
v tej dobe potom, čo prijal sannyas,
he described that ordinary persons are just interested in mundane subject matters.
Tak popisoval, že obyčajní ľudia majú záujem o svetské záležitosti.
But Lord Chaitanya had no such interest. He was just constantly chanting.
Ale pán Chaitanya nemal takéto záujmy, on neustále spieval.
And he didn't want to hear anything mundane.
A nechcel počuť nič svetské.
Of course, for us it's different.
Samozrejme, s nami je to iné.
We're struggling to chant.
A bojujeme s tým, aby sme očentovali.
And after a short while, again, our mind drifts towards the mundane.
Za krátku chvíľu znovu tá myseľ sa zamerá na niečo svetské.
How can we be always 24 hours absorbed in the glorification of Krishna by hearing and chanting?
Ako môžeme byť vždy 24 hodín denne neustále pohrúžení v oslavovaní Krishnu tým, že budeme načúvať a ospevovať ho?
It is very difficult.
Je to veľmi náročné.
This is the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Toto je srdce Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
There is no room for anything else than Krishna.
Tam nie je priestor na nič iné, iba na Krishnu.
But in our hearts there are many different compartments.
Ale naše srdcia majú mnohé ďalšie oddelenia.
And so many attachments to so many things.
Toľko pripútanosti k toľkým veciam.
So we cannot chant constantly.
A tak nemôžeme neustále spievať.
So then what to do?
Čo máme potom robiť?
Then what to do is to serve.
No to, čo potom máme robiť, je, že máme slúžiť.
Is to serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Slúžiť misii Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
If one cannot chant directly, one can support the mission that spreads the chanting.
Keď nemôžeme priamo spievať, tak by sme mali slúžiť misii, ktorá podporuje to spievanie.
How can we constantly speak of the glories of Krishna when we are interested in the glories of ourselves?
Ako môžeme neustále rozprávať o sláve Krišnovi, keď máme záujem o slávu seba samého?
How can we think of satisfying the senses of Krishna when our own senses are pushing so strongly?
Ako môžeme rozmýšľať o tom, ako uspokojiť Krišnove zmysly, keď naše vlastné zmysly nás neustále silne tlačia?
For us, spiritual life is a battle.
Pre nás je duchovný život zápas.
A battle with the lower nature.
Je to boj s nižšou prírodou.
A battle with the mind and the senses.
Je to boj s myslou a zmyslami.
Where's the question of just being absorbed in satisfying the senses of Krishna?
Ako by sme sa potom mohli pýtať, že iba ako chceme byť iba pohrúžení do uspokojovania Krišnových zmyslov?
It is not possible to just attain such a position.
Nie je možné len tak dosiahnuť takúto pozíciu.
Not by knowledge.
A nie poznaním.
Not by transcendental knowledge can we just make that change.
Iba transcendentálnym poznaním tú zmenu nespravíme.
Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Abhyasi yogi yuktena chita sanan yagamina paramam purusham divyam yati partana sintyan. Therefore we must practice, we must cultivate.
Preto ako Krishna hovorí v Bhagavad Gita, musíme praktikovať, musíme kultivovať.
We must make a sacrifice for Krishna.
Musíme pre Krishnu spraviť obeť.
We must put our own senses aside and simply work for the senses of Krishna.
Vlastné zmysly musíme dať bokom a jednoducho pracovať iba pre Krišnove zmysly.
And gradually we become detached.
A postupne budeme odputaní.
And gradually we develop some attachment to Krishna.
A postupne rozvinieme nejakú pripútanosť ku Krišnovi.
Maya shakta mana prata yogi yumyan matasrayaha. In this way we develop attachment to Krishna.
Takýmto spôsobom vyvinieme pripútanosť ku Krišnovi.
Then we can increase our hearing and chanting.
A potom dokážeme zvýšiť naše načúvanie a ospevovanie.
That is our purpose. That is our aim.
A to je ten význam, to je náš cieľ.
That is the essence of our movement.
To je podstata nášho hnutia.
It's not about the size of the temple that we have.
To nie je o veľkosti chrámu, ktorý máme.
Although large temples offer us opportunities.
Aj keď veľké chrámy ponúkajú mnohé možnosti.
But we find described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that 500 years ago in Vrindavan, in the Radha Govinda temple, the devotees would assemble in the evening.
Ale v Chaitanya Charitamrite nájdeme popisy, ako pred 500 rokmi sa oddaní stretávali večer v Radha Govinda chráme.
And every day they would be hearing the pastimes, about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
A každý deň načúvali o zábavám Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ktoré boli napísané v Sri Chaitanya Bhagavate.
Which are especially focusing on the pastimes of the Lord in Navadvip.
Ktoré sa obzvlášť sústredia na zábavy pána v Navadvipe.
And also a little bit after taking sannyas.
A tiež trošku na to, ako čo bolo potom, čo prijal sannyas.
And basically, we see how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so fully appreciative.
V základe vidíme, ako Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tak veľmi oceňuje.
It's just like the example of the Ganga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying the Ganga.
Ako ten príklad s Gangou, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu oslavuje Gangu.
He's saying just the breeze of the Ganga is sufficient.
Hovorí, že jednoducho len vánok z tej Gangy je dosť, čo potrebujeme.
And he saw the potency of the Ganga, how people would just change and would start chanting.
A videl tú silu Gangy, ako ľudia jednoducho len spievali a začínali spievať.
In this way, the Vaishnava is seeing Krishna.
Takto Vaishnava vidí Krishnu.
He's seeing Krishna with all his paraphernalia.
Vidí Krishnu so všetkými jeho parafenáliami.
With all his associates.
So všetkými jeho spoločníkmi.
With all his wonderful representatives.
So všetkými jeho úžasnými reprezentantmi, predstaviteľmi.
He's seeing Ganga, he's seeing Tulsi.
A vidí Gangu, vidí Tulsi.
He is seeing the acharyas.
Vidí acharyov.
He is seeing the devotees.
Vidí oddaných.
And he's seeing that they are chanting.
A vidí, že chantujú.
He's not even seeing that they also have some material conditioning.
On nevidí, že tiež majú nejaké hmotné podmienenie.
Because it has no, it doesn't have much significance.
Pretože to nemá veľký význam.
The fire of constant glorification of Krishna will burn up all these last remnants of material conditioning.
A ten oheň neustáleho oslavovania Krishnu, on spáli všetky tieto ostatné nedostatky, ktoré tam zostali.
So why bother with them?
Prečo by sme sa mali vôbec o nich starať?
Not required.
To nie je treba.
Simply having great faith.
Jednoducho mať veľkú vieru.
And yes, we are all chanting Hare Krishna, but how much faith have we, do we have?
Áno, všetci spievame Hare Krishna, ale koľko máme viery?
In the great potency of this movement.
V tú veľkú silu tohto hnutia.
In all these various paraphernalia that are there within this movement, all of them are invested with so much transcendental power.
Vo všetko to príslušenstvo, ktoré je prítomné v tomto hnutí, všetko je a plné je v tom investované toľko sily.
If only we get absorbed.
Jednoducho stačí, aby sme sa pohrúžili.
If only somehow or other we apply ourselves.
Keby sme sa jednoducho naozaj do toho pustili.
Then surely we'll develop stronger and stronger faith.
Potom iste by sme vyvinuli silnejšiu a silnejšiu vieru.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to waste a moment.
Pán Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nechcel stratiť ani okamih.
He didn't even want to eat.
On dokonca nechcel ani jesť.
Meanwhile, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone, Mother Sachi, since he left home to take sannyas, had been fasting.
Odvtedy, čo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odišiel z domu, matka Sachi iba držala pôst.
And it said that she had not even taken water for 11 days.
A je povedané, že dokonca sa nedotkla ani vody 11 dní.
But she was still alive by just thinking of Nimai only.
Ale stále bola nažive tým, že stále myslela na Nimaya. Iba na Nimaya.
Just her remembrance of Nimai was sufficient to keep her alive without any water even for 11 days.
A jednoducho len jej spomienky na Nimaya boli dostatočné na to, aby ju udržali pri živote, dokonca aj bez toho, že nepila 11 dní.
When we look at the Supreme Lord and his eternal associates, we see a level of just transcendence which is so far beyond the casual chanting, the casual glorification, the casual hearing that we do.
Keď sa jednoducho len pozrieme na Pána a na jeho spoločníkov, tak vidíme úroveň, ktorá je tak ďaleko za tým našim bežným čentovaním, načúvaním, oslavovaním.
So just spend our time simply hearing and chanting.
Jednoducho by sme mali stráviť čas iba čentovaním a načúvaním.
That is much more important than discussing so many things.
To je oveľa dôležitejšie než diskutovanie o toľkých veciach.
Many devotees have said that in front of their spiritual master they feel that so many of the problems they had have disappeared.
Toľkí oddaní povedali, že keď sú so svojím duchovným učiteľom, tak mnohé problémy, ktoré mali, zrazu zmizli.
So how is it? Is it that he has some mystic power and he just problems gone?
Ako je to možné, má nejaké mystické sily a zrazu zmiznú problémy?
No. It's just he's absorbed in hearing and chanting.
Nie, je to tým, že on je pohrúžený v načúvaní a ospevovaní.
And in his association we also become absorbed in hearing and chanting.
A v jeho spoločnosti tiež zostaneme pohrúžení v načúvaní a ospevovaní.
And then all material things begin to look insignificant.
A všetky hmotné veci začnú vyzerať nepodstatné.
Which is what they actually are.
Pretože oni v skutočnosti sú nepodstatné.
Somehow or other, in the Bhagavatam we may remember that there was the demon Vritasura.
Môžeme si spomenúť, že v Bhagavatame je spomínaný démon Vritasura.
Deva Vritasura? Vritasura. Okay. Okay, Vritasura. And Vritasura was actually Maharaj Chittaketu, who had been cursed and subsequently became a demon.
Vritasura bol v skutočnosti Maharaj Chittaketu, ktorý bol na ktorého bola uvrhnutá kliatba a stal sa z neho démon.
Anyway, at one point it was revealed to the demigods that they could make a weapon to kill this demon.
V určitom okamihu bolo Bohom vyjavené, že môžu zostrojiť zbraň, ktorá dokáže tohto démona zabiť.
Out of the bones of the saint Dadichi.
Z kostí svätca Dadičiho.
There was only one little complication.
Bola tam len jedna taká malá komplikácia.
Dadichi was still alive.
Dadichi ešte stále žil.
So the demigods went to him very nicely.
A tak polobohovia veľmi pekne k nemu prišli.
And they very nicely came and they very nicely treated the saintly person.
A veľmi pekne k nemu prišli a veľmi pekne s ním zaobchádzali.
And then they said he said yes, how can I serve you?
A sa spýtal, áno, čo môžem pre vás urobiť?
And then they said like, well, actually we would like your bones.
A oni povedali, nuž, a chceli by sme tvoje kosti.
Uh-huh. This is the point where a lot of people would get aggressive.
Toto je bod, v ktorom mnohí by zostali agresívni.
Say look, you know. Dadichi said, "Yes, you can have them, but just wait a moment. Let me give up this body."
Dadichi povedal: "Áno, rád vám ich dám, iba chvíľku počkajte, aby som sa mohol vzdať tohto tela."
It wasn't an issue for him.
Vôbec si z toho nerobil ťažkú hlavu.
It was fine. You want my bones? Yes, no problem.
Aha, chceš moje kosti? V poriadku.
So this is the literature that we are reading.
A toto je literatúra, ktorú čítame.
Aha. These are our role models. How transcendental.
A toto sú tie naše idoly, aký máme byť transcendentálni.
So this movement is not meant for casual devotional service.
Toto hnutie nie je určené na bežnú obyčajnú oddanú službu.
This movement in our modern world was started by Srila Prabhupada.
V našom modernom svete bolo toto hnutie započané Srilom Prabhupadom,
who continued in the cyclic succession from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ktorý pokračoval v učeníckej postupnosti od Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuha.
And the whole movement centered around a pure devotee.
A celé to hnutie je tak zostavené okolo čistého oddaného.
And it is said that Sarva maha gunagan vaishnava sarire. All the great qualities are assembled in the body of a vaishnava.
Všetky úžasné vlastnosti sú prítomné v tele vaishnavu.
And then it says Krishna bhakta Krishna gun sakala sanchare. Then it says that within the devotee of Krishna all the qualities of Krishna become manifest.
A potom je povedané, že v oddanom Krišnu sú manifestované všetky vlastnosti Krišnu.
So this is how the spiritual master can capture the devotees.
Takýmto spôsobom môže duchovný učiteľ chytiť oddaných.
He cannot only be the formal representative of the parampara.
On nie je len formálnym predstaviteľom parampary,
who presents transcendental knowledge,
ktorý predkladá transcendentálne poznanie,
but he himself must embody that.
Ale on sám to musí stelesňovať.
And thus he begins to embody the qualities of Krishna.
A tak začína stelesňovať vlastnosti Krišnu.
The kindness of Krishna.
Láskavosť Krišnu.
The compassion of Krishna.
Súcit Krišnu.
And so many other qualities.
A toľko ďalších vlastností.
And in this way not only Krishna is attractive, but also his pure devotee is attractive.
A takýmto spôsobom nie len Krišna je príťažlivý, ale aj čistý oddaný je príťažlivý.
So one can see how this International Society for Krishna Consciousness formed around Srila Prabhupada.
A takto môžeme vidieť, ako toto medzinárodné hnutie pre vedomie Krišnu sa zoskupilo okolo Srila Prabhupada.
Especially when we met the devotees of the very early days.
Obzvlášť, keď sa stretneme s oddanými z tých úplne začiatočných dní.
Like the devotees from 1966 in New York.
Ako oddaný z roku 1966 z New Yorku.
Or in the very early years after that.
Alebo tie roky hneď potom.
They could only speak about Prabhupada.
Oni rozprávajú iba o Prabhupádovi.
And it's like it appeared that they were just Prabhupada conscious.
A zdá sa, ako keby boli iba Prabhupád vedomí.
Just like Brahmananda Prabhu.
Ako napríklad Brahmananda Prabhu.
Yeah, I was there in Vrindavan when Brahmananda was glorifying Srila Prabhupada.
Ja som tam bol vo Vrindavane, keď Brahmananda oslavoval Srila Prabhupada.
And at the end there was a devotee who asked a question.
A na konci sa jeden oddaný spýtal otázku.
And the devotee asked, is in the beginning the movement was very small and you were very all very close to Srila Prabhupada, and then later the movement became bigger and you got more of a distance to Prabhupada. Do you feel any change in your relationship with Prabhupada?
A tá otázka bola, že na začiatku vás bolo veľmi málo, tak ste mali veľmi blízky vzťah so Šrilom Prabhupádom a neskôr, už ako sa začalo to hnutie rozrastať, tak aj ten vzťah medzi vami sa začal vzdialovať. Cítiš v tom nejaký rozdiel, v tom vzťahu ku Prabhupádovi?
And Brahmananda said, when you're a child, your father is your father. And when you're grown up, your father is still your father.
A Brahmananda odpovedal, keď si dieťa, tak tvoj otec je tvoj otec, a keď si dospelý, tvoj otec je stále tvoj otec.
Externally, things may have changed, but internally still the same.
Navonok sa veci mohli zmeniť, ale vnútorne je to stále to isté.
So the devotee who had asked the question was from South America, so Spanish was his first language. So then that devotee said, oh, I can see that for you, Prabhupada is just as good as God. Or no, he didn't say that, sorry. He said, I can see that for you, Prabhupada is just God.
Ten oddaný bol z Južnej Ameriky a on, jeho prvým jazykom bola španielčina. On povedal, že no ja vidím, že pre teba Prabhupada je Boh.
And Brahmananda said, oh no. I made that mistake once. Prabhupada is not God. Prabhupada is as good as God.
A Brahmananda odpovedal, o nie, tú chybu som už raz spravil. Myslel som si, že Prabhupada je Boh, ale nie, Prabhupada je tak dobrý ako Boh.
And then Brahmananda said, but these days I think that he's better than God.
Ale tie dni, tie čo boli, myslím, že bol ešte lepší než Boh.
He said, because he came to the lower east side and saved me, and then his voice choked up and tears came to his eyes.
Povedal, pretože on prišiel do lower east side a zachránil ma, a vtedy sa mu zadrhol hlas a začali mu tieť slzy.
So yes, we can see how the one pure devotee could capture so many people.
Áno, tak môžeme vidieť, ako jeden čistý oddaný dokáže pochytať toľko ľudí.
Just on the strength of his personal example and his personal qualities.
Iba vďaka sile vlastného príkladu a vlastných vlastností.
Of course, we may remember also that one evening Srila Prabhupada it was 11 o'clock and Prabhupada sat down to translate.
A takto si môžeme spomenúť, ako jeden večer bolo 11 večer a Prabhupada si natiahol budík, aby mohol prekladať.
And he invited one devotee. He said, please come and sit next to me while I'm translating.
A pozval jedného oddaného, prosím, prídi a seď vedľa mňa, keď budem prekladať.
The devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, I've worked the whole day, it's 11 o'clock, I'm finished, I have to sleep.
A ten oddaný povedal, Srila Prabhupada, je 11 večer, ja som celý deň pracoval, ja si musím ísť lahnúť.
And Prabhupada said, but I'm not sleeping.
Prabhupada povedal, ale ja nespím.
Yes, but you are a pure devotee.
Áno, ale ty si čistý oddaný.
Then why are you not a pure devotee?
A teda prečo ty nie si?
So this question is a question to all of us.
Toto je otázka k nám všetkým.
Because that is the purpose of this movement.
Pretože toto je účel tohto hnutia.
It is not the purpose of this movement to be a member of ISKCON.
Cieľom tohto hnutia nie je byť členom ISKCONu.
It's something to be proud of, absolutely. I'm a member of ISKCON.
Je to niečo, na čo môžem byť hrdý, určite som členom ISKCONu.
But it's not enough.
Ale to nestačí.
It's not enough to be initiated.
Nestačí byť zasvetený.
Not enough to even have Brahman initiation.
Nestačí mať dokonca druhé zasvetenie.
And I can tell you from personal experience, it's not even enough to take sannyas.
A z osobného príkladu vám poviem, dokonca nestačí ani to, že keď vezmete sannyas.
Somehow or other, we have to be pure devotees.
Nejakým spôsobom musíme byť čistí oddaní.
Unless we become pure devotees, it will never be enough. Unless we become pure devotees, it will never be enough.
A kým sa staneme čistými oddanými, tak dovtedy to nikdy nebude stačiť.
No matter what we have.
Bez ohľadu na to, čo máme.
It will never be enough.
Nikdy to nebude stačiť.
No matter what ashram we are in, it will never be enough.
Bez ohľadu na to, v akom sme ashrame, nebude to stačiť.
No matter how many wives we have, it will never be enough.
Bez ohľadu na to, koľko máme manželiek, nikdy to nebude stačiť.
No matter how much money we have, it will never be enough.
Bez ohľadu na to, koľko máme peňazí, nikdy to nebude dosť.
Nothing will be enough.
Nič nebude dosť.
Until we are exclusively absorbed in hearing and chanting and glorifying Krishna always.
Až dovtedy, kým sme výhradne pohrúžení do neustáleho ospevovania a spomínania na Krišnu.
So that is
načúvanie.
Tesham satata yuktanam.
Toto je to tesham satata yuktanam.
That is that always chanting of Krishna's glories.
To je to neustále ospevovanie Krišnovej slávy.
And bhajatam priti purvakam with love.
A bhajatam priti purvakam s láskou.
But that is what we have to strive for.
O toto sa musíme snažiť.
In his book Jiva Dharma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes down the reason why we are counting the rounds that we are chanting.
V svojej knihe Jiva Dharma Bhaktivinoda Thakur píše dôvod, prečo si dávame dole na počítadle guličky, keď čentujeme.
And he says the reason why we're counting our rounds is to make sure that we increase.
A hovorí dôvod, prečo počítame svoje kola, je ten, aby sme si boli istí, že zvyšujeme to množstvo.
So that is really why we gather with the Vaishnavas.
A to je ten dôvod, prečo sa stretávame s Vaishnavami.
We come together with the devotees.
Stretneme sa s oddanými.
To hear and chant.
Aby sme načúvali a ospevovali.
And that is why we came here to a remote place.
A to je práve ten dôvod, prečo sme prišli sem na také odľahlé miesto.
Away from the world.
Ďaleko od sveta.
Even the electricity was off.
Dokonca ani elektrina nefungovala.
And if it's off long enough, it means all the phones will go dead.
Keď sme dosť dlho bez elektriny, tak to znamená, že všetky telefóny sa vybijú.
It means the batteries of all our equipment will just empty out and then what?
To znamená, že baterky všetkých našich vybavení sa vyprázdnia a potom čo?
Then we just gossip.
Potom budeme klebetiť.
Simple, easy.
Jednoduché, ľahké.
No, somehow or other. When all these artificial means are not there, then simply hearing and chanting.
Jednoducho, keď všetky tieto umelé prostriedky tam nie sú, tak jednoducho len načúvanie a ospevovanie.
Okay. Any questions, any comments?
Nejaké otázky, nejaké komentáre?
Já jsem se chtěla zeptat, když není všechno, co děláme, čistá oddaná služba, ale třeba karma Mishra Bhakti, Bhogyana Mishra Bhakti, tak jaký je rozdíl mezi naším zpíváním a mezi opěvováním?
Okay, so everything what we do is not pure devotional service,
But sometimes it's karma misha bhakti or jnana misha bhakti. So what's the difference, what difference it makes in our hearing and chanting, glorifying? Mm-hmm.
Zpívání a obdivování je jako, když zpíváme, anebo objevujeme. Ta činnost je stejná, ale jestli je to jenom ve vědomí třeba, nebo...
Whether the difference is only in consciousness, či je vo vedomí ten rozdiel?
No, je to ve vědomí, nebo jestli je tam v srdci.
Or is there a difference in our heart as well?
Yeah. Yeah. When the living being becomes conditioned by the material nature, then the consciousness becomes covered by ignorance, passion, and even the mode of goodness and forgetfulness of Krishna is there.
Keď sa živá bytosť stane podmienená kvalitami hmotnej prírody, tak potom začne byť pokrytá kvalitou dobra, kvalitou vášne a nevedomosti.
So according to how these modes of material nature develop over many lifetimes, a person has come to a certain state of consciousness.
Takže podľa toho, ako sa rozvinú tieto kvality hmotnej prírody počas všetky tie životy, tak tá osoba príde do určitého stavu vedomia.
And some people will be inclined towards working with the material energy.
Niektorí ľudia budú mať sklon pracovať s hmotnou energiou.
And they'll be interested in the fruits of their activities.
A budú sa zaujímať o plody svojej práce.
But when such people, even if they still have some interest in material fruits, take these fruits and offer them, start offering them to Krishna, then we speak of karma misra bhakti.
Ale keď za nejakým spôsobom tieto osoby vezmú tie plody a ponúknú ich o Krišnovi, tak vtedy rozprávame o karma misra bhakti.
Some people are experiencing life after life how they are beaten by the material energy.
Niektorí ľudia život za životom zažívajú, ako sú bití hmotnou energiou.
And they see how there is suffering and death in the material world.
A vidia, ako v hmotnom svete je prítomné utrpenie a smrť.
And they begin to question.
A začnú sa pýtať.
What is the purpose of all of this?
Aký je význam tohto všetkého?
Why work so hard?
Na čo tak ťažko pracovať?
And maybe they'll go even deeper and even understand the soul.
A možno idú ešte hlbšie a pochopia dušu.
They'll start inquiring about the meaning of life.
Začnú sa pýtať na zmysel života.
And thus they've become gyanis.
A tak sa z nich stanú gyani.
When they connect this tendency in for searching for the meaning of life with pure transcendental knowledge.
Keď tento sklon a hľadať zmysel života spoja s čistým transcendentálnym poznaním,
then they turn towards bhakti.
Tak sa obrátia smerom k bhakti.
But the reason that they were inquiring was because they wanted liberation from suffering.
Ale dôvod, prečo sa pýtali, bol ten, že chceli byť oslobodení od utrpenia.
So when they bring this desire for liberation from suffering into bhakti, all right, it's still not pure devotional service.
A keď túto túžbu po oslobodení od utrpenia prinesú do bhakti, tak stále to ešte nie je čistá oddaná služba.
They still think of themselves.
Pretože stále myslia sami na seba.
They're not thinking about Krishna's pleasure.
Nemyslia na Krišnove potešenie.
Mother Yasoda, she can only think of pleasing Krishna and Balaram.
Matka Yasoda, ona myslí iba na to, ako potešiť Krišnu a Balaráma.
The gopis have no personal desire.
Gopie nemajú žiadnu osobnú túžbu.
So therefore, yes, as long as there's karma misra bhakti, jnana misra bhakti, there is still personal desire.
Áno, takže kým tam je karma misra bhakti, jnana misra bhakti, tak stále je tam osobná túžba.
So we cannot fully dedicate everything to Krishna.
A na tej úrovni nedokážeme plne odozdať všetko Krišnovi.
But the bhakti element is more powerful.
Ale ten prvok bhakti je silnejší.
So that influence of gyan or influence of karma will just be purified by the bhakti.
A ten vplyv gyany, karmy bude očistený bhakti.
So the more we engage in devotional service, the more all these things will disappear.
Čím viac sa zapojíme do oddanej služby, tým viac tieto veci zmiznú.
Prabhupada gave the example, the glass of water with some ink inside.
Prabhupada dával príklad pohár vody, v ktorom je atrament.
How to get rid of the ink?
Ako sa zbaviť toho atramentu?
Put more water.
Daj tam viac vody.
All the ink will disappear.
Všetok ten atrament zmizne.
Put more devotional service.
Pridaj viac oddanej služby.
All the karma and gyan will disappear.
Všetka tá karma a gyana zmizne.
So really it is about applying ourselves and all the material influences will just disappear.
Takže všetko je to o tom, že sa máme do toho vložiť, zapojiť a všetky tieto hmotné vplyvy zmiznú.
And Lord Chaitanya said nirantar krishna nama sankirtan and vaishnav sevana, to always chant the holy name of Krishna and to serve the vaishnavas.
Takže vždy máme spievať sväté meno Krišnu a slúžiť Vaishnavom.
Those are the main things.
To sú tie hlavné veci.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jenom, jestli to chápu, takže když zpíváme, protože nás to baví, tak je to, Michale, uměrně tomu, na kolik zpíváme opravdu pro Krišnu, je to čisté.
Okay, so when we chant because we like it, we enjoy it, it's
their personal desire.
Yeah.
No.
Nie.
Our desire is to please Krishna.
Naša túžba je potešiť Krishnu.
And that we then also experience enjoyment in devotional service, that is Krishna's gift to us.
A to, že v oddanej službe prežívame aj ten pôžitok, tú radosť, tak to je Krišnov dar, ktorý nám dal.
But our purpose is not that we chant because we're enjoying it so much.
Ale my nespievame preto, lebo si to tak veľmi užívame.
We chant because it pleases Krishna.
My čintujeme preto, pretože to teší Krišnu.
And it pleases Krishna not because Krishna is proud and likes it when people are glorifying him. Krishna
to teší nie preto, že sa mu páči, keď ľudia ho ospevujú Krishna.
Like if you all chant Kadambakanana Swami, I'll go like, oh, a little more, please.
Ako keď všetci začnete spievať Kadambakanana Swami, tak natiahnem už ucho ešte trošku.
How nice, yes.
Aké je to pekné.
Oh. No. Krishna appreciates the chanting because he sees the love that we're chanting out of love. That's what he appreciates.
Krishna oceňuje to spievanie, pretože on vidí tú lásku, to je láska, ktorá jemu sa v tom páči.
So little by little we come to that.
Takže krok po kroku k tomu prídeme.
Okay. I think I want to stop.
Myslím, že chcem skončiť.
I'm getting tired.
Som trochu unavený.
Thank you very much.
Ďakujem veľmi pekne.
Dovolené s Kadambakananamaharáčky? Ďakujem!